So this is a little walking tour of what would it be like if you were here in Fatima. So I want to pardon, I'm doing just a handheld of my camera, so I'm sorry if there's any shake. And then pardon on the sound if there's a lot of wind. But this is what it would be like if you were here. By the way, this is Alfred with the channel Uniquely Mary. Welcome to my little vlog. I'm going to the 12:30 Mass in the Chapel of the Apparitions. So very excited. One thing that is amazing about Fatima is this is the year 2023 where they will have the World Youth Day in Lisbon, and they will be coming here. Millions and millions of pilgrims will also be visiting Fatima. I don't know how many, but a lot. To my right, you see this is the new Basilica of the Most Holy Trinity. It's a more modern style. It can hold about 3,000 to 5,000 people or more. It's huge. And then they have the old Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary. In the back, what's amazing is the city is ruled by the shrine, by the bells that sound every 15 minutes and every hour. And then they have the song of Our Lady of Fatima, the official hymn, which is just so amazing to have that. It's really, really awesome. They have planted these oaks, as you know. The holm oak is the famous tree that the Blessed Mother stood on. The original one is still there. I thought that they had destroyed it, but they have one marked there that looks very old, right next to the apparition shrine. So they have the holm oak. And then to the left of it, you'll see the Chapel of the Apparitions, which is said to be the exact spot where one of the apparitions happened. I don't know if they literally happened at the same place, but at least very near. Typically you see the pictures where she's standing on the little holm oak. Now after the apparitions, you can imagine people were just pulling off leaves and branches to keep a relic, so to speak. So as you come in, you have this amazing plaza. I think that's Pope Paul VI, I believe, and over there you have John Paul II. And then you have this just amazing opening. They kind of designed it to look like Rome, you know, sort of a mini Rome. You know, you have the arms that sort of grab you and surround you. And there are different Portuguese saints as well as saints that are dedicated to the Blessed Mother. The whole area is tiled, which makes it just feel amazing. It's really awesome. In this basilica underneath, they have perpetual adoration, or at least adoration during the day. I don't know if it's perpetual. And they have a beautiful museum to the rosary. Now you see this, this is a penitential walk. You see those people going on their knees. In the center there is a statue of Jesus and his Sacred Heart. And there's some fountain water there that is said to have been the source of many graces. Most people don't know Fatima for its water, but there is healing water at Fatima. And then there you see that cover, which is an open-air chapel. It's just so awesome. Fatima is so prayerful and quiet and silent. You could just see everyone. There's this penitential spirit here that's just amazing. I think of it as very sharp and cutting. So beautiful. We are actually staying at a hotel right over there, the Star of Fatima Hotel, Estrella de Fatima. If any of you want to come on a pilgrimage here during March, because you can get really cheap tickets, it is low season, but there are still pilgrims, so it's empty of people, but there's a good amount of people here. So it's just a really, really nice experience. And the hotel was so inexpensive. So right now they're doing a rosary. They have about 6 or 7 masses every day. It's amazing. My wife, actually, we separated because I took the children to a park, and then she went to the noon to the 11 a.m. mass up in the basilica, which is just amazing. It's so beautiful and prayerful. To the right and to the left, you see the Stations of the Cross inside of the basilica. The old one, they have 15 altars to the 15 mysteries of the rosary. Now there's 20, as you know. But and then she's allowing me to go to Mass here at 12:30. All the Masses are in Portuguese, except in high season they probably have Masses in English. Right here they have a place for candles and votive offerings. So that's really, really nice. You can get candles over there and then have your voting offerings here. And a lot of people make promises, promesas, you know, that the sense of it is these sort of offerings and these prayers that have been answered. You could see in the little spaces, there's a little space there where you can put in your intentions. You can also have Mass intentions offered. And this whole space right here that is just so huge, you could see that it would be for a Vatican-sized Mass. You can see an altar there. That's kind of a newer addition where the priest can celebrate Masses on Sunday. And then this whole space is filled with people. But my favorite is the Chapel of the Apparitions. I'm going to speak a little bit more quietly because people are praying. Now, what's special about that is that this is open 24/7. So at every hour of the night, it's lit up. You can come and pray. And they have the most, I think one of the most beautiful statues of the Blessed Mother. In her crown is a bullet, the bullet that hit John Paul II on May 13th, 1981. So that is in her crown, and that is permanently fixed into her crown, and then that statue is there at all times. It's so beautiful. Now, around the altar, there's a little space where you can kneel walk, just as you can in penance on that little kind of penitential walk. So you can do that all around the altar. And it is such a prayerful space. There's always people praying. There's always people being very silent. It's really, really beautiful. So you can see that, especially at night, is absolutely my favorite. Now, right here is the original home oak. You could see that it's huge. It's 100 years old or more. So it's really, really, really beautiful right there. So that's how they have it. That little house on the inside is designed after the original church. So they immediately built a little church, but they were poor. So that's all that they built. It was destroyed. I forget how, if maybe the communists that were taking over at the time, and then they rebuilt it, and then they built this covering over it, and they have rosaries and Masses here. So it's really, really awesome. You can kind of see the space. Apologize for the sun. I'm trying to have the camera settings as best I can. It is such a peaceful feeling here. We're here for 7 days, and the only thing that you can do in Fatima is pray, walk, do penance, and eat. And you think that would get boring, but there is so much peace here that you just can't get enough. That's why I've been here before for 1 or 2 days, and that's why I came. But again, subscribe to this channel, hit that notification bell, and if you want to come and do a pilgrimage here with me and my wife, you let me know, and I'll help lead a very prayerful, simple, penitential pilgrimage. Nothing fancy, inexpensive, lots of time for prayer, not a lot of busyness, but come here and pray with me. We really want to take people here, or at least come on your own. My friends, God bless you. I will see you in the next one.